That tune. I like that intro tune. How we doing, folks? Yes, we're here.
Oh,
we're here. This is the... Now they can hear us sing. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, folks, this is Andy. We got Amanda and we got Cornell, our show coordinator. And if you hadn't seen the article on today's webpage on this show, this is our last show that will be broadcast from the United States and Mexico because Amanda is going back, returning to our UK, Andy and Amanda Studios in the UK. We'll be able to say live from Hollywood and the UK, like, you know,
people will be dancing, literally dancing, celebrating in the street, making out, having sex, parading.
And they will.
Well, maybe I need to off the plane.
And Amanda is, she's been hanging out there in Mexico, combating the extreme heat that they're having down there now, and hanging out and having a good time in Monterrey, Mexico, and is going to be on her way back to the UK to Hickenshire.
Tonight is all about beers and packing and getting all packed ready, and I got the weekend just to chill, relax, and then just step off Monday morning. So,
how's it feel to be looking at, you know, going back home, you know, to the homeland?
You know, it's mixed emotion. really enjoyed being here, and obviously I'm excited to get back and to my stomping ground and see family and friends and you know, feel the UK vibe again. It's been fun being here. Very blessed. Very, very blessed.
How long is the flight?
The flight itself is about 9 hours from the US because it's stopover in the US.
Andy could drive you in his Tesla and get you there in 4 hours, right, Andy?
I know, right? Some rockets on there, get going. I know, I'll be amazing for the US, the UK. And
yeah, so it's about a couple hour flight from Monterey to Dallas, right?
Yes, that's right.
And then you have a layover in Dallas. How long is your layover in Dallas?
I think about 8 hours, just under 8 hours.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be like people watching, checking out the stores, eating.
Man, that's a long layover. The longest layover I ever had, I think, was 6 hours in Denver. 8 hours is unreal.
Well, they've changed my flight 3 times. Come back. So, you know, originally I was only meant to be there for like an hour and then get on the next flight. Now it's like expanded.
Wow. That's a shift on a regular
time. But here's the deal. The deal is you're traveling. It's a full. You have a lot of time. And then you have a long flight over to the UK. And
secret is to enjoy it.
I pretty much won't get home until Tuesday evening. So it's going to be
this
like
Tuesday or next Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, all right. It won't be over a week.
Wowzy.
So, yeah, our last Mexico US show, and we go back to the UK US show. And
I don't want to go back.
Yeah, you know, and also, our show will be when we go. We're going to take next week. We're going to be off that week. Amanda's going to get settled in and get used to the time change and life back in the UK. We got some things to do here.
And
one of the things we're going to be doing here is, of course, as we've said before, we're going to be initializing the perspective. I'm trying to distance myself from this. You see. Initializing the possibility of perspective. Anyway, of taking the show from an internet streaming talk show to broadcast radio, and whether that will be on satellite radio or broadcast AM or FM radio, we don't know yet. We're not sure, but we're going to investigate these possibilities next week, and then when we come back on the week after that. We have a brand new time that the show is going to be in because Amanda, of course, is going to be in the UK and she's going to be 8 hours ahead of us here in our Los Angeles studios. So that'll put us in Monday, the 18th of July after the show. So next week we'll be playing some of our previous shows that were kind of funny and a good time and some music and so forth. We'll be doing next week. That's what we'll be hearing. And then we come back and join you live on the 18th of July, and that's going to be at, let me get this straight. That's going to be at 6 p.m. in New York, Eastern Daylight Time.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. New York time. So whatever time that is, you know, people pretty much, wherever you are in the world, they say, okay, you know, New York time, whatever. But whatever time that is for you, figure, you know, New York, it's going to be 6 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And that'll be 3 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, and what do we say, 11 p.m. in the U.K.?
I think it's
What time would it be in Asia?
You really want me to look it over? I'll find this out. If you're really dying to know, I'll tell you, you know.
No, I don't really.
So, you know, we have... We have listeners in China who are, you know, good morning, China. It's July 9th there right now at 9:09 a.m. in Beijing. And we want to say good morning to our – it's actually – I wonder, what's it like on Saturday?
That's amazing, because it's 9:10 over here. It's 9:10 in the East Coast.
Well, it's the same, but it's 12 hours from you. It's 9:10 a.m. 9:10 a.m.
in
China.
Yeah, it's over there, China. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and we should do a show where we just get on. The time in China is 9:09. The time in New York is 9:09 p.m.
Yeah.
The time in Australia is we have listeners now, and I think in over 20 some countries.
Woo! No.
That's phenomenal. That blows my mind. It's like all these countries.
We started off with no countries.
Yeah, we did.
Even ours.
We did.
Even ours.
Yeah.
My goodness. These time differences, though, really throw me off.
Yeah, I know.
When I first finished show, I was like, okay, so I remember 3 different time zones, and I failed for like the first 6 months, if long. Because I was always kind of like lying on my notes and stuff on my desktop, I've got about my busy day, getting to the show, working on the show, and then I'd be thinking, wait, you actually got to promote the show in 3 different time zones. So I'd always keep looking at my notes, and then I finally got used to it. And it's just a lot to, first of all, I wasn't used to doing this type of thing. It was just like memorizing that kind of thing. And then you have those moments like glitches, computer glitches, the human mind, where it just goes,
hate when that happens. Oh,
I
boy.
Know, right? That noise is so rude. So interesting.
Yeah. Well, our listeners in Australia, it's, what is it, 11 o'clock in the morning there. Good morning, Australia. Or has a population of 4,921,000 people, all of which are tuned into the Andy and Amanda show. So good.
Bless them.
So greetings, Australia. Greetings, New Zealand. Greetings, China. We're back in Russia again. Malaysia, Philippines, Canada, UK, Greece, Turkey, Italy, Spain, all over the world. Andy Demander Show. We want to thank everybody for joining us all this time. And we're going to be leaving for a week, but we're going to be back. We're going to be back the week after. So who's following? We'll be back. What's going on in the, with our show?
Apparently not everyone was aware of the incessant march of progress.
And I think we've come a long way. Thank you for that. I think we've come a long way.
90%.
But we do. We have been. We've talked about this before. We're trying to make a concerted effort now to move the show and take advantage of some of the opportunity that came our way, as some stations that might be interested in taking this program on. We're going to explore that possibility, and we'll see if we can possibly get the show off of just streaming on the internet to a real broadcast network.
I understand that scientists will soon make it possible.
Thank you. We hope you're right. Whoever does it, however
good.
Thank you for allowing me to come into your living room.
You're quite welcome.
Wait, is somebody in the living room?
Yeah. Get out, please.
Yes, really.
Who are you?
Caller,
please.
Yeah.
What's it all about? I don't know. You tell me.
You don't even
know. I'm trying to figure that out.
The most famous question in the world. What is life about? What is this?
What is it about? You know something?
Yes.
That's very interesting because we, there's a pretty significant population it doesn't matter what region you're in around the world, people that have different beliefs and different gods and so forth. But it's almost like are we supposed to have a purpose here? Like, why are we here? And folks have to give a label of that, like give a meaning to that, and say we must be here for a reason. But were the dinosaurs here for a reason? Where are my birds out there? I haven't seen them all day. Are they here for a reason? Is everybody?
Well, valid point.
Yeah.
Think about the dinosaurs.
Yeah. So and they were here. They were here for 70 million, probably more than that. 70 million years they existed on this earth that we are on, and we haven't been here as walking, as by people, by people, as a by people.
Actually, Andy, when they see you, they just say bye. They just go off past you and say bye. The people that say bye. They're going to buy you. Bye.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
What was I going to say? I forget. Anyway.
Dinosaurs, people, by people, and life.
Hmm. Life.
Spark anything?
But, you know, the dinosaurs were on Earth between 165 and 177 million years. That's how long they lived on the same rock we are on. 165 to 177 million years. We have only been walking on 2 feet. At least I've only been walking on my 2 feet for about 200,000 years.
Holy
and which doesn't hold a candle. That doesn't hold even – that's microscopic. It's not even – you'd have to take a super electron microscope to see the time span that we've been on this planet compared to the existence of Jurassic Park there, you know. 165 to 100 – think about that. Think about even a million years. Think about a million years, let alone 177 million years.
Wow.
And they first appeared. Like when did they? We know we came here into being, into somehow resembling a bipedal hominoid, you know, a humanoid, whatever you want to call us here. Yes, Andy Kimmel here. Hi, iHeartRadio people. I forgot they are listening. Hello, iHeart fans. Welcome aboard. But they first appeared 243 and 231 million years ago is when they first appeared. Wow.
Wow.
They became extinct.
Yeah.
They became extinct about, you know, right between 66 and 60, you know, figure 67 million years ago. And that means that they were on Earth. Think about this. Okay, they're on Earth. Let's look at this for a second. Let me do this. Okay. So let's say 170 million years they're on Earth. But they've only been extinct for 66 million years. So that means that they were on Earth for far longer than they've been extinct, which tells me they're coming back.
I didn't say. I actually seen a lion because I met some real ogres and dinosaurs in my time that week.
They might actually be here.
Yes, they're in human form. They're masquerading in human suits and pretend to be human.
Really?
And, you know, it was interesting. You know something interesting? Initial dinosaurs, for such many, many, many millions of years, dinosaurs did not have wings. And it was only during the Jurassic period, which they made these movies, Jurassic Park movies, Jurassic whatever, that a branch of dinosaurs began to evolve into birds during the Jurassic period of their development. So when you talk about dinosaurs, you refer to a non-aviator, you know, a dinosaur that doesn't fly, or dinosaurs that did not evolve into birds, which goes back almost 200 million years when they first made their appearance on this rock.
Yeah.
And that gives you some a grip on just how old this rock is that we are on, that they were on for a hell of a lot longer than we are. And when you think that
it
the Earth itself, and the Earth itself is like 4.5 billion, capital B, years ago. I mean, do a 1 and 9 zeros afterward. Look at that number.
That's a lot.
Woo, doggy.
So Andy, where do religion fit? Where do religion come in at?
With the Andy and Amanda show. Yeah,
that's where.
And a little freaking.
People are worshiping us now in all corners of the globe for as long as I remember. No,
yeah.
Religion came in, when, long, long, many, many, in a galaxy not far away, No.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. but religion started coming in. In terms of our species, Arthropithecus afaranus, or do we talk about religion coming in terms of our human, you know, our adaptation, our species, who we are, you know?
Yes.
Because, and you know, one time, it wasn't that long ago, there was, you know, there's a fire. Well, there's a god of fire. Eclipse would happen, and that was a god of something. Gods are angry. The moon, there's a god of the moon. You know, there's a god for everything. And as we began to learn,
the god of rock.
And you know, as we begin to learn and evolve and explore and use science and explain how we can create fire. We know why there's fire. We can make a fire. It's not, there's no god of fire. But at one time when they couldn't make a fire, where did that come from? The gods, you know, there's no explanation for it. And there will be a time, and I think that time is come and gone, and we're diving more into it, but there will be a definitive time when we know for a fact the Big Bang, how it happened, where, what, when gas is compressed, they explode, boom, the whole thing, you know, how we got to be here. And that's why it's so important that the appropriate communities in science continue to explore our very own evolution, so we can connect, you know, the human past, you know, the human experience with a global or even universal future as to where we're going. And in order to do that effectively, we must know where we came from and how we got here. And nobody snapped their fingers and said, let there be light and put people on the world, and Adam and Eve have incest and create us. That never happened. Or somebody bit into an apple or a bone. I forget what the hell it was. They had a steak? Ribs? What was it?
it was
fried chicken.
It was hair.
Hair. I don't mean to insult any believers.
I respect
to those whose life is fulfilled by the belief in Adam and Eve being the first humans on this planet. If that's what you believe, doesn't mean it's correct. Doesn't mean it's correct. But if it fulfills your life and it gives your life meaning and gives you meaning and fulfillment and those around you and love and appreciation, then I respect that and commend you for having that in your life. But it does not mean that it's right.
Yeah.
But if you have it, then hey, great, man, great. If it floats your boat, makes it happen. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely. I think there's we have too many people walking around in this world claiming one thing is right and everybody else is wrong. But it's okay to have that opinion. However, when people going around causing violence and really destroying somebody mentally over it. That is absolutely disgusting.
Amazing.
Absolutely disgusting.
If I recall, you know, the first battles, you know, when you think about it, God and the meaning of God, the interpretation of God, and the belief in God has been one of the, if not the leading cause of death on this planet in terms of our species.
Oh, yes, very much so.
You know, the first invention of writing regarding religion and thereby creating the debate of such was 5,200 years ago.
Yeah.
Think of 5,200 years ago. But we don't know our earlier ancestors are going way back to 3 and 4 million years ago that did not quite resemble us, but were on the way to resembling us and eventually evolving into who we are over millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of years. I could say that a million times and still wouldn't be close how long it took, right? We don't know when day came into night, when night broke into day, when there'd be an earthquake, when there'd be an eclipse, when there'd be rain, when there'd be snow, whatever occurred. We don't know if they were capable of even thinking what – it's just like a dog. Okay, it's raining today. Oh, it's snowing today. The dog doesn't wonder, did a god do that? A dog just accepts the fact that I'm wet. Got to shake off my coat. You know, a dog goes out in the snow. Ooh, boy, ground's cold today. The dog doesn't say – Is this the god? Did a god do this? You know, so our earlier ancestors probably just went day to day. I would imagine just accepting for what that day was, which wouldn't be such a bad thing for us.
No, it's true. And in fact, I had this deep discussion, ironically right. enough, a few nights ago with Bella, and we were discussing just how naive humanity is to believe that we know everything. You know, like, science is constantly proving that we still know very little in regards of how we're here, why we're here, and all these kind of things, and what is right and what is wrong. Because we're constantly discovering new things, always, and it surprises scientists and blah, blah, blah. So to walk around with the arrogance to say, I know what life is about, I know what all this is about, and then stick by it so firmly is just, it's not the best way to move through life. So, you know, we have this discussion, tongue-tied, let's reverse. Okay, right.
Yeah.
We have this discussion previously on another show.
Yeah, right.
That we know nothing to actually say, well, to admit, I know nothing, and then go from there. We're constantly allowing ourselves to open up to new possibilities, right, and new things. So I think that's a wonderful mantra to kind of live by. I know nothing. Mm. And then just keep moving forward with learning. And
you know something interesting? We're just talking about, you know, just kind of diving back into several hundred thousand years.
Yeah.
You know what occurred? You know what I'm thinking? Because I just realized this. We've all seen this. You know, you could go in your, you know, maybe learned about this back in school, whatever, seen through your life, books or on the internet or wherever it might be. But what they call caveman or Homo, you know, early Homo sapien, Neanderthal, you know, 300,000 years ago, you think that there's some type of evidence that religious ideas existed. Why? Because you look at the correlation and connection between their drawings on near caves and in that we've seen now, you know, Middle Stone Age sites in Africa. You know, you remember see all these caveman drawings, you know, in your textbooks back in school and wherever, taking history courses and science courses and wherever it might be, and you're flipping through the pages or you go to a museum, you know, maybe a science museum, and you see pictures or depictions of actual drawings by early Homo sapien, you know, the Neanderthal, which would correlate to their having some kind of
fire.
Who?
Yeah.
They rub two sticks together to make fire.
So they had some type of interpretation as to what their being was about, and that's evidenced by their depictions, graphic depictions on their within their environment.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of interesting when you think about that. And,
well,
you
raised a valid point with the whole us needing to know versus just being, because you said, you know, there was a time when everybody could just accept, hey, we're alive, you know, this is that and that is this and that's it. But I think going back to the whole Adam and Eve thing, what the Bible was depicting in that was that Adam and Eve had that thirst for knowledge to know more, because that's ingrained in us, that's built into our human makeup, to always ask questions and to always know what's going on, how does that work, how does this work, and how humanity has progressed because of that thing built in us that cavemen learned, okay, so rubbing two sticks together creates fire, and that's their need to know more, and we've expanded from that knowledge, and it's been passed down through the cells and everything else. And it's absolutely fascinating that you can actually be both at the same time, the thirst to need to know something and the option to just be and allow it to be exactly what it is, which is very cool. Okay, you've both gone deadly silent.
Hey, we were listening to what you were saying, sis.
What did I miss?
But remember, we were talking about how we took two sticks together and rubbed them, and they disappeared. Get it? Two sticks.
You know, our earliest, yeah, there is evidence of the communication in early dinosaurs. You know,
number one.
Every day is special when you spend it with people you love.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. I get so excited to see my loved ones. Come here, show me some love.
Oh. So they're purple dinosaurs.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Greek mythology?
This is what I think. I'm so excited.
That's about Greek mythology?
It gets me so excited.
Greek mythology?
Yeah, you know what I did back then?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That
sounds
like me.
Yeah.
That's what they really was doing.
That's what they were doing. I've heard that. But, yes. Yes. Yes.
Today for me is a very good day.
Well, good. Good.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that, darling.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what me and the man show always like to hear that.
Oh, yes. I got booted again. You know, I got booted off the show again. Hey, we got a caller coming in this time. Let me see. I've got to look at the map where this phone call is leading up from. This is leading up from Norway.
Norway.
Cold River in Norway. And it looks like, let me come in the accuracy here, get this bump it up to 95% accuracy. Give me a second. I can actually get a picture. Here's a person in a mink coat rowing a boat in the river in Norway on her cell phone, calling the Andy DeMander show.
Yes.
Let's see. Get her on here. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
I was pitching
What river am I on now, Andy?
The Appalachian.
You still now.
Nile River.
Yeah, she's making her way around the world.
Oh, my Lord. Wouldn't that be nice?
According to my map here, your call's coming in from the GLOMMA River in Norway. It runs from Lake Øresund to, I'm looking at the map here, Aulasford in Frankenstein.
In what?
Frankenstein.
What is going on?
What is
this madness?
Here we go. Is there ice around you? The picture I'm looking at, look at pieces of floating ice. Must be cold there.
Yes, there's a few icebergs. You gotta watch out for the icebergs.
You're rowing your boat there.
How many drinks you got on the ice there?
The upper limit of Glaucoma Valley. Glaucoma?
What? Frankenstein's got glaucoma now.
Frankenstein, Glaucoma Valley, it's variable, but typically runs about 500 meters, slightly lower than the Golden Stoppman's fine. Mm-hmm.
What?
Which actually reflects the colder climate. The tree line with the light birch beer forest rises about 900 meters. Do you want to hear more about this or no?
I feel like I'm on one of those tours.
Yes.
Oh, my.
You get it all on the Annie and Amanda show, I tell you.
Yes.
How you doing?
How you doing, Lisa?
I'm all right,
how's
Amanda.
Going?
How are you?
I
had to come on for your last show before you head back over there to the craziness in the UK.
Oh, my goodness. I know. See what happens when I leave the UK? What hell breaks loose? It's awful.
It all goes to hell.
Yeah, in that perspective, on a serious note, it is going to be interesting to return back to that and see what everyone's saying and what being changed and what isn't and what they intend to do. And, we'll see.
Yeah, I was watching the Wimbledon today. I was watching that. That was real interesting.
Wimbledon.
I was watching Wimbledon, over there in England. That's always interesting to watch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the tennis matches.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Huge fan. I didn't even twig that it was on. I guess we'd be in here in Mexico.
Yeah,
I'm completely detached from the rest of the world.
I was going to say, what'd you do? Lose your UK roots?
Yes. I need to pick them up again. I know.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm a disgrace to my
country. You're not that detached, are you? Don't answer that.
No.
Do we know? Do you know that Boris Badenov, his name, his birth name, is a pun on that of the 16th century, a Russian czar, Boris Godunov.
Oh.
And his accent, Boris's accent and explosive temper are a homage to a Hollywood actor named Akim Tamarov. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Akim Tamarov.
Mm-hmm. That's gone right over my head. I have no idea who that is.
I don't either.
I don't know.
But I can't believe
Andy doesn't even know who that is, so don't worry about it.
But
he's making up shit as he goes along.
I think Andy drinking that Johnny Walker.
Come on, Andy, you fooling?
Actually, Boris Badenov, he was forced to resign. Nothing to do with the actor Akim Timurov. I don't know who could talk him into this. But he announced his resignation on when? Yesterday, after dozens of misfits quit his cabinet. And they all began drinking. They all began drinking
misfits. Yeah.
And they offered him, as I said in my I copied that article I sent you guys. They said they gave him a fish sandwich on the way out as a token of their appreciation. and all the folks there, all the folks at 10 Drowning Street. Did they get a lot of rain over there or what? What?
10 Drowning Street is very appropriate, actually.
Really, Boris Badenov said he has agreed to form a rock band and open a steakhouse, and then resign as a leader of the ruling Conservative Party, which would result in his departure as the prime minister once the party selects a successor. But, And then also the Shamir, of the leader of the opposition Labour Party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is, the Shamir?
Oh, Sharma, yeah.
Yeah.
Sharma the Sharma.
I made him Arabic.
I'm sure you appreciate that. You might get
he said
point.
That it was good news for our show, for the Andy and Amanda show, and the worldwide streaming talk radio platform that has been examining Badenov, his tenuous love life, and his alleged affair with sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Andy, five on camera. Tonight.
Shamir said that Boris Badenov has resigned as prime minister, but it should have happened a long time ago. Because it says the embattled 58-year-old premier, they call him premier, president, or prime minister. What do they call him over there, Amanda?
Prime minister?
Okay. Had initially vowed to support the Klingons, who are featured in the 60s Star Trek television show. After his highly contested election, he quickly threw his support to replace the naming of the UK with his own chain of discount department and party stores named Badenovs. Yes, the chancellor of the exchange service, or Rashid Samarik, you're all Arabs, and UK, the healthy secretary, Shashid Javid. Am I talking about Saudi Arabia or UK? Shashid Javid announced their resignations on Tuesday after eating a bad batch of scrambled eggs served by the prime minister and his wife. Dozens more departures from Badenov's government ultimately made his favorite position, doggy style for sure, unachievable. some some lawmakers who attended his birthday party even suggested that the rules would have to be changed, ensuring that every party attendee would now wear a beanie cap in order to remove him from office.
Oh, I can't do this.
Thank you.
See, would you have to look news. Forward to when you go back home?
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to
look at you and all the bedrooms. I'm sure they'll be serving fish sandwiches in his honor. There's probably a new thing at the airport. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know. Breaking news here on the Andy and Mandy show.
I needed that laugh. I swear to God.
I have Boris Badenov's departing quote here. I recorded it off Fox News or something. Here it is. Cue number three. Here we go. Boris Badenov.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah,
right? Oh, my goodness. You know what? I have mixed emotions about him going, if I'm honest. I mean, I kind of had a love-hate relationship with him. I never really truly hated him, but, you know, he's copped some things up along the way, and I can't really blame him with the amount of pressure he's had on his shoulders or everything. But, you know, I think despite all these outrageous things that have gone on in government and in the world, I think he's done a lot of good for the country, and a few bad things, obviously. But my worry is sometimes it's better the devil you know than, you know, who they're going to put in next and what is his ideas and goals and things that he's looking to push forward on the country and the UK. So, I'm a little nervous about that, but, you know, it is what it is. Suck it up, man. Suck it up.
So now what's the procedure to get somebody new in there? How do they do that after there's a resignation?
There will be
do you know how that works?
There will be a vote. Because obviously now he's happily put his reputation in, like pushing it any further and making everything look even worse.
It was really hard.
Yeah, so it was. But yeah.
Oh, you're talking stuff.
Yeah.
All those people over there, they're all
these are miserable, mean, nasty fucking scumbags.
Wait, are you talking about my country? Hold up.
That sounded more like the Minions or something. I don't know what that was, Andy.
Oh, yeah. I love those little yellow guys.
We've obtained substantial evidence.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. Good to know.
So it's everybody's plans for the weekend.
Yeah, they are. They are. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. And nobody's answering. Okay.
I'll still be rowing down the Nile, I guess. So. You might see me as you're flying over. You might see me as you're flying over, Amanda.
Oh, excellent. I'll keep a lookout for you.
Keep an eye out for me out of the airplane.
If the news starts spreading around the world that you're this lone person on a boat and you're rowing around the world and people will be going to riverbanks to look out for you and...
And you're actually able to row that boat. You're actually able to row that boat. It's just.
Would you rather have a man?
Maybe.
No.
No.
Oh.
Emphatically, no.
No. No way.
Let's just leave it at that.
No way.
Okay, so you're going to be rowing your boat over the weekend. Fantastic. What about you, Cornell?
Well, I will be playing with my little doggy, my little French bulldog all week.
No.
I have to spend.
That's perfect.
Adorable. You know,
absolutely.
A little dog.
And what about you, Mr. Kimmy?
And how about the band?
I'm working on a new tune here. I'll play the beginning of it. I'm recording this tune here. I'll be working on it.
I like the way that you bop-a-dee bop. I like the way that you bop-a-dee bop.
Yeah, thank you.
It's in for them.
You can't help but jam to that one when you put it on, Andy. It's just, it's so good.
Yeah. Boppity bop.
Yeah.
Excellent news on the tune, then. You're working on some more music.
I can't wait for the Rainbow Man to come out.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
Thank you.
Well, that's good to know because, you know, from split moments, I do have, you know, concerns. That's me washing my face in the morning.
Oh, well.
Yeah, pretty much. I can't believe the weekend already, though. This week is flown by for me. Like,
it amazingly fast. You're going to be going all the way back over to the UK.
I must apologize for not being here to greet you personally.
No, yeah. I'll let you off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's really gone quick. I said at the beginning of the week, I said, wait until this week is just going to fly by, and it has.
Where's it gone?
I feel like I've not achieved anything this week. Even though I've been very, very productive, I still feel like I've not achieved half of the things that I decided to do, and that really just ticks me off, but it's just, you know, it's crazy.
Mm.
I think time is speeding up. Yeah.
4 hours in a day.
So. It is.
Catastrophe. It really is. What's going on in North Carolina?
This is like the end of like a...
Everybody say orgasm loud.
Thank you. this is like the... what was I going to say?
Four. And you're having fun.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
I don't know what you're going to say, Mr. Kimmel. My powers are beyond me today.
Yeah, I was going to do... Yeah.
Oh.
This. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, here we go.
Fly me to the moon.
Thank you.
Oh. Let me play among the stars.
Thank you.
Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
I have a request. I have a request, you? Andy.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you play me Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Which song?
Anyone.
September.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can.
Since that's September. Amanda's birthday.
Oh,
September.
Oh.
That's so sweet.
I see.
You're
I
welcome.
Can do it. I can be. I'd be glad to play that for you. Wait a minute.
He's full of shit.
Well, wait a minute.
Yes.
What am I looking for again? Yeah.
September. Fire. Fire.
DJ
Andy.
Let me think.
You were drinking pretty heavily.
Well, not yet. Thank you. It's not quite. getting there.
I was going to say the option to would be lovely.
Yeah. Hey, Amanda, what are you drinking? Are you drinking anything right now?
I'm actually drinking homemade lemonade.
Oh, ooh. Wow. That sounds so good.
Oh, nice and icy. Yes, yes. Keep me cool.
Guys.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son? You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
No.
I've neither.
No.
No. Anybody here?
No.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah. We have a special guest joining us. We have...
Julia Child presents...
Mm-hmm. Who?
Miss Broiler, Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster, Miss Caponette, Miss Stewart, and old Madam Hen.
Thank you. On the next Andy and Amanda show.
Oh. No.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you.
A lot of these tips crack me up. They really do. It doesn't matter how many times I hear them. They still get me.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just can't remember what I was talking about before. Anybody remember? I have no idea. It doesn't really matter.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to think about it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So, Lisa, what's going on in your world? Fill us in, babes. How's it going over there in your where you are? Yeah.
Well, it's hot and humid. What else is new?
It really gets really humid.
It's been in the 90s.
Wow.
You know.
Really?
But Sunday and Monday is going to go down in the 70s. You know, it's just crazy here in North Carolina.
Hmm.
So it's been pretty hot and humid. So I don't go out when it's that hot. It's too much.
I happen to agree with you. Absolutely.
Just kind of lay low. Don't do too much. I try to do stuff early in the morning. Because after 12 noon, it's too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just. It, also, it's the humidity there that just is the real.
Yeah, because it's like 95% humidity and it's 90 degrees and it feels like 110 in the shade.
Mm.
Crazy.
Jeez. God.
Yeah.
You know, oxygen tanks. Hey,
exactly.
Do you ever go to the Outer Banks?
No, I've been to Beaufort. Wait, that's the closest I've been. That's like the lower end of the Banks.
Boston?
You know, I went for my birthday, but I've
Boston?
Never been to the Outer Banks or Nag's Head or any of that. Went to Beaufort, North Carolina, New Bern, out there.
I think you said Boston. No.
No, Beaufort. Beaufort, North Carolina.
I was going to say Boston.
I've never been to
Banks,
like Nag's Head or Hatteras or that, which is the northern end of the Banks.
Oh,
I think it's beautiful,
okay.
But I've never been out that way, so...
No.
One of these days I'll get out there.
Well, that's a first for everything, right?
You got that right.
Yes.
Yeah, there's lots of places in the UK I have not been, you know? And considering how small we are, it's pretty shameful, really, but I need to get on that. That's what I'm going to do. I need to travel to the UK.
You need to go to Scotland.
Yeah.
Have you been to Scotland, Amanda?
No, you know... Family's been to Scotland, friends have been to Scotland. Me? No. I wanted to. Again, it's like one of those places on my list of places to see in the UK. And Scotland is so freaking beautiful. Incredible.
Yeah. I had a friend that went on a tour from here last year in October. She went on that Scotland tour, the Highlands tour. She said it was beautiful.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I definitely I want to come maybe next year over to the UK and stay for like a month,
wow.
Scotland and Wales.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Wales.
Now I'm
cute.
Retired, so I have all the time in the world. So,
yeah.
I definitely want to do that.
Yeah,
but you'll be in Mexico, so, you know. But
I don't
anyway.
Know. Anything can happen. I could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Well, if you're there, you know
the
I'll come see you. You know
yeah.
that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We could do Scotland together.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And some Scotland.
Literally, like I said, I've made plans. When I'm back in the UK, I'm going to be checking out lots of places in the UK because I just feel like since I've been in Mexico, I'm thinking, why have I not checked out this in the UK? So that's what I'm going to do. It's on the plan.
Yet there's so much to explore there. I mean, not that I would know. I mean, you would know more than I for sure. But I just know I love London. I just love that city.
Yeah, it's great, a lot of people do. Yeah, you're right, Andy. There is lots to explore and lots of history to learn
about. You have to go to Liverpool and see the Beatles stuff. You have to do that.
Yeah, well, I visited a friend who lives on the outskirts of Liverpool. And, you know, she's got the accent, very thick accent. But I've not actually travelled directly into Liverpool. I've been on just literally around the outskirts of it. So, yeah, that would be great to go and see the Beatles Museum and all the places where they were.
Yeah, Liverpool was kind of cool. You know, it's a dock city. They are right on the docks. And
yeah.
You know, it was a neat little city.
Absolutely. It's great.
Yeah, there's so much, like you said. People don't think about their own country that they live in.
No, that's right. We think about other parts of the world and, you know, on a bench that way. But, it's my to-do list when I get back. I start making more trips around the UK. Which I think would be absolutely wonderful.
There you go.
Yes.
You have to see Wales, too.
Oh, I've been to Wales many times. I used to have family.
Oh, okay. I figured you had, because I know where you're at is closer to Wales than up north.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I have a friend that lives in Wales, so if I go back over there, I probably could stay with her.
Oh,
she had moved from up north to Wales.
Fantastic.
Near Cardiff.
Yeah,
you know,
Cardiff.
So.
I know Cardiff, yeah. Very good. Very good. What was you going to say, Andy?
You know I got people all over the UK. You know that.
Oh, I do.
What did you retire? Lisa, you retired. Congratulations on that. What were you doing?
U.S. Postal Service, 33 years.
Whoa-wee.
Incredible.
Good pension. Yeah. I'm lucky. I'm blessed to have had that.
In the office behind in the office.
No, I worked in a distribution center in Greensboro, loading mail on trucks.
Wow.
I didn't work in a regular, post office. I wasn't a carrier. Actually, the mail handler was my title. So,
wow.
Yeah, I worked. Just loading mail onto trucks that distributed all over the U.S.
Whoa,
you know,
congratulations on that and your retirement. That's fabulous. Wonderful. Where would we be without postal workers in the post office? Where would we be as a society? We wouldn't be.
We wouldn't.
So it's great.
That's right.
Yeah, people can knock the post office, but they do a lot of work. I mean, unless you work there, you don't realize what's involved.
What goes on behind the scenes?
Not just the letter carrier that comes to your house. You know, there's a lot of distribution centers. You know, in places that sort mail before it gets to the carrier that brings it to your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
A million letters go out a day.
It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, and I worked at JFK for 5 years, the airport facility in New York.
You did?
Before I transferred here to I worked at the airport facility in New York for 5 years.
Wow.
It was packed.
Back in the day, that was something, because you had the airlines. It was really, it was a big facility back then. And we had like 4,000 workers. Yeah, it was a big airport facility there at JFK.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's that playing? Is that from Earth, Wind & Fire?
Do I hear Earth, Wind & Fire? Yes. Yes.
Woo!
There you go.
Woo!
All right.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. We got Earth, Wind, and Fire here on the Andy and Manya Show. And we're about to wrap, I guess, right, guys?
Absolutely, by that time.
Sounds good.
That was a nice song. Dave, thank you for that suggestion, Cornell.
Absolutely. I'm jamming away right here.
So I got cut off, you know, right before that song came on. They chopped me off here again. Three times on this show.
Three times on
this show. That's a record breaker. Three times.
Wow.
I had to log back on. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know what I missed, but I'm just glad that song played because I know Cornell was looking for, hey, do some Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he thought we couldn't do it, I bet, but we can. There's nothing we can't do here on this show. We do it all.
Absolutely.
You know?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorite songs.
I got to tell you about, maybe I already did, but at the USC where my daughter went to school, she was part of this human experience, anyway, course, and they had an interview with Philip, the lead singer, the founder of the band. He was on stage with just his professor, with the curtain drawn behind him, and he interviewed kind of questions, and he's a percussionist, you know, and he had a percussion set on stage, and they're talking about him playing or maybe singing part of a song, and unbeknownst to all of us, in the small auditorium, the curtains open, and there was the full Earth, Wind, and Fire band with the USC horn section, and they did this concert for us. It was incredible. God, were they good.
Cool.
Goosebumps. I mean, just amazing. And, you know, because the whole thing started, imagine he's on stage with his professor, and they're talking back and forth, and there's curtains behind them, you know, and then they open up, and boom, there's the full band, you know, and it was just amazing. And then they brought the USC marching band, the football band, out to do a tune, and he sang one of their Earth, Wind, and Fire hit songs while the band played the music. It was pretty cool.
That's
anyway,
cool.
And then at the NAMM show, you know, we did a special from the NAMM show this year, the Music Industry Conference. In 2019, they had Earth, Wind, and Fire, Tower Power, and Long as a Messina at the NAMM show at the big outdoor stage in one show. Amazing. Amazing.
Incredible.
Anyway. Yeah, so this wraps it up, I guess, guys.
No coordination, no nothing.
Yeah, that's what makes it so good, you know.
What? Yeah, I know.
Listen, this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah,
it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have a.
They said it had a D-minus rating from the Better Business Bureau. I said that's not true. It had an A.
Good.
Oh, my lovely listeners, it's been such a pleasure to serve you in Mexico. And if anybody's been listening from Mexico, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I hope you didn't mind me being in your country for a little while.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we have listeners in Mexico. You know.
It's not like they're, you know, just starting.
No, we've been.
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a trip.
Yeah. So anyway, what should we finish with?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome. You're welcome.
He likes to get a word in, doesn't he, Mr. Trump?
Yeah, always.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with this guy, Mike? Are you kidding me or what?
Yeah.
You have a safe trip back, Amanda, okay?
Oh, thank you very much, darling. Appreciate it. Absolutely appreciate it, yeah. It's going to be a long one, but it's going to be good. And it's going to be wooden ground in the UK again and be like, so this is what this feels like.
Oh.
I know. Sorry for me.
Well, we love you. You know that.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We love you, Amanda. Have a safe trip.
And we'll talk, Amanda, of course. We'll be in touch over the weekend. You fly out to Dallas on Monday morning, I assume. So we'll be in touch over the weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. Again, we are off next week. We're going to be working, though. We're going to be working hard next week because we're going to be starting to align our show with Podcast Radio. So it's going to be a very, very busy week for us, and that's why we can't come on and do their show live. And we'll be drinking some
Good luck with that, guys, really. Good luck with that, Andy and Cornell and Amanda.
Thank you.
I wish you guys the best on that.
Thank you, Lisa. We really do appreciate that. And thank you for being such a friend of the show. We do appreciate your calls and being part of the conversation when you dial in here. And you know what was also fun today is that there's so much going on in the world outside of Boris Badenoch there in London, with the former president of Japan being assassinated. You know, we've got Putin made an amazing proclamation today that he dares the West to get involved on the ground in Ukraine, and he's only just touched the tip of the iceberg in terms of what they're going to do to Ukraine. I think it's ludicrous that the West has said we're going to support Ukraine to the last man standing, and he's sick of the West. They're trying to influence the rest of the world with their democratic with their democracy policies. I think Putin's flown off the. He's flown off. He's gone berserk.
In the land of cuckoo. Yeah.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Yes.
Yeah, cuckoo.
G.I. Jane のジョークだったんです。
Well, thank you.
He's back.
He's back.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway. So,
all right, guys, I'm going to head out. Good night.
Yeah, we're going to wrap
Cornell.
Up. Thanks, Lisa.
I'll catch you later. And I'll catch you guys later. And Amanda, you know I love you, and have a good flight home.
Absolutely. Thank you, my darling. Sure. Have a great night, and I will speak to you on message.
Okay, love. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Night.
Take care, darling. Thanks for calling in.
And I think we'll wrap with, we heard from Earth, Wind, and Fire. What do you say we wrap with Tower of Power, a little bit of What is Hip?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amanda, it's been wonderful speaking with you so close, however that...
I know.
You know what I mean? You're so close. You're a couple hours ahead of me instead of eight. And it's been been a wonderful adventure with you in Mexico. And I must honestly say that I miss saying live from the UK and the US. So I'm looking forward to that again. But but seriously, I hope you had a wonderful time. You're gonna go back to Mexico too sometime next year, right?
I should be coming back for a visit. But
next time you come back to this part of the hemisphere, we got to make a plan to get together. We might actually be able to get together in the UK before you come back here in London.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
Because
I've had this trip, you know, and I got to check this out. But, you know, so I had some shows and a recording deal postponed because of COVID. The recording deal was at the renowned Abbey Road Studios, too. So I'm going to be – that was postponed, and we'll see if we can capitalize and make that happen again. But the airfares have been prohibitive. I mean, it's just been amazing.
They've been horrendous. Yeah,
it's incredible. But we'll talk about that. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Amanda, for the last time from Mexico, get us home, and then we'll hear from What Knockers by Tower of... No, that's not... What?
What Knockers?
Whatever happened to Debbie Dimples? What was her name?
I don't remember. What was the other guy's name we met her up with?
Remember that? Yeah, what was his name? Oh,
what I say is what I say. Person.
Yeah. No, wasn't that? Wasn't no. Wasn't him.
No.
Hey.
Okay.
I think.
I like my hips to be held, and I like to, like, you know, so I can still move back and forth, and, you know, work it, like twerk it.
Yeah.
My baby. Your voice went deeper for that part. Come on, my baby.
I love it. That's my baby.
Your baby.
Hey, Cordell. Can you do an impersonation of Lou Rawls doing Lady Love? Can you do Lady Love? Lou Rawls, My Lady Love. You know that tune?
My Lady Love. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, baby.
Yeah.
About My Lady Love.
Woo.
What is your thought about? What is your thought about? This is Ike.
Woo.
What the fuck is you talking about, Ike? Who the fuck you think you're talking
about? I don't care.
No, I was just joking.
That was pretty good.
It was good.
Lady Love. That's pretty good, Cordell. That was good.
So
number one and number two. You know, can you dig it, baby? We, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying, Andy and the man? I can dig it. Can you dig it? That's Perry White. Show you. You know,
I know, right?
That was good, man.
It was. He's got
his voice. Andy was like, doing. What you mean, Andy? Andy, what are you talking about? I'm talking boring a little bit. Andy?
All right.
Oh, boy.
Well, guys. Yeah. Amanda, get us out of here. We'll see everybody on July 18th, live from the UK and the United States. And
absolutely.
Wishing Amanda safe travels. May the wind be at your back.
Definitely.
Happy landings, happy takeoffs, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay.
What? One more question for you. One more question.
Why was Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer relieved of his command?
I don't know, baby.
Because he was caught cheating himself. All right.
This is going to be a question we're going to talk about all week. We'll think about it when we come back on the air.
The YMCA. Okay. If you can do the YMCA with your legs, you're doing great things in the bedroom.
What is?
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Excellent. Move them legs like that one. Chokey, baby.
Yes, you can. That was good. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Am I kidding me or what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What the fuck you can? It's all about the chokey, baby.
A big one.
Yeah. Well, big one. I got a real big one.
Oh, yes. Yes. Help us.
Here I come. That's what she said.
Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, baby.
All right, then, boys. Let's get out of here.
You're going to they already kicked me off 3 times.
I know, right?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Rude.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we gotta let with the flow.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Mandy, get us out of here. We're gonna hear What Is Hit from Tower of Power, and we'll see everybody on Monday, July 18th at our new time. 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, July 18th. Be there. Aloha.
All right, then. So, aloha in Mexico. On behalf of the invasion and the kingdom of Hollywood, myself, my love here in Mexico, coming up to the UK, and our amazing coordinator is incredible. We love you, Cornell Butler. And thanks to Lisa Cornyn. And I'm running out of words and enthusiasm. I want a drink. I'm hot. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate all the love and support.
We've got
some wonderful
things coming. Houston,
we have a problem.
Love it so.
Yeah, we want to thank all our guests who joined our show, too. All of our guests.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
I think you said love and so. For a moment there, Cornell. I was like, what?
You say what you say, baby. You can say whatever you want to do.
You were drinking pretty heavily.
Too funny.
I would laugh if his wife walked in. So like,
that would be funny. That would be funny. That would be funny.
Uh-oh.
He's been possessed. Yeah, I'll
tell
it's
you.
It's like the hokey pokey. You put your right foot in.
Yeah.
You take your right foot out. You put your right foot in. You shake it all about.
Of
you
course.
Do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. Boom. That's what that's all about.
You right. Japanese are involved.
Hell yeah, man. You know what it is.
What?
He's too funny.
I'm going to put on some of that motherfucking 25 so we can dig it, baby.
All right, guys. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I enjoyed that. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Cornell. And we'll be visiting.
You're very welcome.
Oh. Well, you know what I mean.
What I say is what I say. Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody take care. Let's hear it. What is hip?
And you.
Power, power.
Everyone.
Have a good one, everybody. Have a good one, folks. We'll see you soon.
It's okay.
Adios.
Amigos.